Everybody, we're here again. Today is Friday, and our day and timekeeper is Larry. So thank you, Larry. And today is June. Well, today is actually Friday, and we're in June, last Friday of the month, and it's the 29th of 2012. Oh. On station 2 tonight, which you would probably already know since you're listening to me. And tomorrow we're on station 2 again. We'll see if Carrie's on there. And you out there somewhere, Carrie?
I'm here, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Friday night, Paranormal Fridays, here on bbsradio.com. And, excuse me.
I like the comment here. Pinch yourself. If it hurts, she came back. And this is lots of love, you know, June. So if it pinch, if you weren't in June and it really hurts, now you're in June. So anyway, only hurt a little bit, you may not be here.
Uh-oh.
You're in August of 2011. Who knows? Anyway, back to you, Carrie. What can we do tonight? Tonight's our paranormal night, so.
Will was actually looks like answering a comment from June, who was wondering how we know if we're really here or we're just dreaming that we're here, Ron.
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Oh, well, first of all, you don't know if you're here or not, and they can change the time on you, which is once you start catching on to timelines, then you realize that are you on a timeline somewhere else listening to this program, or are you here listening to the program? And so the way to tell is to, which we said there, is to pinch yourself a little bit. If you jerk or you become more conscious, then that will bring you back here. Another way is to put your index finger out in front of you, maybe about a foot. Either left hand or right hand works. Point it up in the air, you know, and move it around. You know, have your body tell you where you are. If you're straight ahead, then you're normally here. If it's to the left, you're in the past. To the right, it's in the future. So you can check yourself that way, too. You can also do the Be Here Now clearing on the website. That's a free clearing to get your body back. You remember, you have a body and a spirit, so both of those are separate. And should be together in one package here with your body, but basically you're both separate entities. So your spirit could be stolen from you, taking that on timelines, being forced to go into a replica body. And your physical body can be abducted without your spirit too, and they can put into you a fabricated spirit. Oh, all those are pretty yucky. But that's what they can do. And they can also do other stuff with, like, shapeshifters inside of you. And you can have a shadow body also the same way. And the shadow body can be like a replica of you also. So it gets to be very, very disconcerting, very, I don't know.
Complicated,
and main thing is to always attempt to be here. And so the question is that you'd probably be asking is, well, hell, if I'm everywhere else, you know, I might as well give up. Well, the dark side won't allow you to give up because they want to get your energy. So you might as well just, bear with the process that they gave you and, do clearings to get yourself to feel better. That's the whole thing. And then once you do a clearing, then go on and, you know, transfer that into the new earth, which is here for ascension time to get you so that you can have your energy in a sacred place along with being here at the same time. But the main thing is to understand that you are on timelines and do some timeline crashing. I did one on the conference call today, and I'll do it for everybody here. What we did was we timeline crashed a time when you were connected initially. Remember, even though you had to be born to be here, you were still conscious in the womb. And so whatever words your parents used and said to themselves, they may not have actually talked to you, but they could have. A lot of people, you know, they'll tap on the belly and talk to the baby, you know, that happens, you know. But forgetting all that stuff, whatever words they were saying, and remember, once you talk, you know, if you're a woman and you're talking, that all your words are going into that baby. Right away, the baby is stuck with all those mind programs that you have, and also everybody else around, as those words are still being heard by the baby. Right away, the baby gets this mind-controlling program attached to it and all the keywords. So from the get-go, it definitely knows what it's like here, and it probably doesn't want to come out because it's probably afraid to, but aside from that, we're all here. So anyway.
Unless, no going back now.
Unless somebody's listening and they're still in the womb, you know. They're hoping to be. But what we did early on the conference call that we had tonight, we were doing the entity call, and I started it off, and we did a timeline crash for the word God. So naturally, you know, people could be, you know, swearing with the word God. All of you out there, you probably remember the first time maybe you said, God damn it, or something, you know. And or some profanity thing with the name of God in it. And, you know, when you first said it, and maybe you broke out into a cold sweat thinking that someone's going to come around on top of you and give you a good spanking or whack you on the head or disintegrate you or zap you with some kind of special thing from this God energy because you talked about his name in vain or whatever. You probably all remember that. And then nothing happened, so you go, well, I can say it some more. You know, and so you all probably kind of relate to this here. So what I did is I did a timeline crash for the word God, G-O-D. And we'll see what you people think of this one here. And if you're on the conference call, you're going to have it done twice. And just see if you have any extra results or things happening to you that would be positive. So here we go. Doing a timeline crash. This is when you're in the womb, and somehow somebody said the word God, and it plugged you right into the alien. So here we go. Timeline crashing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then somebody requested that we did also a space-time crash. So that's a timeline crash to get you off of that timeline that your mother or your father or maybe somebody who mentioned that word that got filtered into you, you got plugged in, and now we'll do a space-time crash for that. This should bring you back here if you're out there in the beyond, though. That happens sometimes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy. Wow, it's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so we'll see how people are feeling. So back to you, Carrie. How are you doing?
Well, I didn't feel the timeline crash too much, just a tiny bit. But I did feel the space-time a little, and I'm wondering, does it matter using that word if your parents or whomever, when you were in the womb, used that word in a religious sense or a swearing sense? Does it make any difference in terms of getting hooked up?
I think the word itself is a key word, so it probably wouldn't matter.
I see, okay.
Words, you know, just like on your computer when you do Google or anything else and you type in a word, And then that word looks for the keywords or words on a page on the computer, you know, on the text to find that word.
Right.
Like
right.
a find, you know, you want to find that word somewhere, and that's what comes up. So I think it's so they're just using that as a keyword.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I see. I'm just trying to, okay, so Bonnie is saying I'm dizzy, and Tom says, yes, indeed, it is heavy. Holly says coming back from the Beyondo is right. And Cindy's pointing out that being baptized must have been a huge introduction to aliens.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, boy. You've done timeline crashes and clearings on being baptized before, and I know those have been pretty heavy for people on the show as well. Let me just refresh the... Actually, now I'm starting to feel it a bit more. That's interesting. I'm getting a little...
I use the keyword baptism. Okay,
let's
clear that here. We're going to clear the word baptism. Remember, we have these same things on the natal chart where you can clear away the words themselves. Normally, we just work about, deal with, you know, maybe your city, your state, or whatever, your name, different numbers, but it'll work for baptism also, word that you're courted to. So here we go. Baptism, we're going to clear that the energy on a timeline. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, just see how that feels, everybody. And I remember people talking about the blood of God, which they mean Jesus or something. You know, don't they use that phrase a lot? Oh.
Yeah.
You
know, I did not grow up in a religious family, so I'm not too clued into some of this stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a Catholic thing—the body and the blood of Christ.
A catechism, huh? So we'll see if anybody knows that phrase about the blood of God or something like that, or something out there. Maybe we have a Pentecostal, you know, on the line. Might know about that. I think they use that a lot too, you know. They're saved by the blood of God or something. I don't know. We'll see what pops up here.
Yeah, so
if anybody listening on BBS would know, they could interject too if they have heard that.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, maybe we can have some callers too. Let us know how you guys are feeling. The phone numbers are, of course, under the station 2 play button tonight. So for the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-429-5471, or outside the U.S. and Canada is area code 530-513-6472. Let's see, we've got quite a few questions here. I'm just going to work backwards from where I am on the fast chat. Heal is asking about timeline crashing religion. So I don't know if she means the word religion or religion itself. Maybe the word. That probably would be a bit of a whopper.
Yeah, it would be. So, yeah, here we go. Stephanie, thank you. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Oh, wow, that'd be really great, wouldn't it?
Ugh.
5 gallons of blood over your head to get washed in.
Ew.
Right. So let's do a timeline crash for religion, but you probably want to select your own favorite religion that maybe you belong to. And this could also be like an energetic cord attached to you, too. And, you know, very possibly you went to church one day and you did one of those phrases, you know, God so-and-so or whatever. Everybody there in the church goes, oh, you know what they used to do when you're younger, you know?
Uh-huh.
Al courted you. Now the aliens really got you lassoed and feathered, you know, with tar. So let's do that clearing here for favorite religion. Here we go. You have to suck it yourself, everybody. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there you go. Feeling anything from these clearings, you just want to get on and do a bunch of these. I think it's $10 a week for timeline crashes. And, get on there and hit these really hard to get them off of you. The cooties, you know. So back to you, Carrie.
I had a little yawn with that one, that timeline crash you just did. Thanks, Ron. So that was for a religion of our choice. I
want to get rid of cooties. Where did that word come from?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe the aliens planted it here. Cooties. Here we go, everybody. You have cooties on you? What is that? Here we go. Cooties. Timeline crash for cooties. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just see if the cooties are off you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Jeff is pointing out that, of course, God is dog backwards, and dog is man's best friend, so God must be man's worst friend. Interesting observation there, Jeff. Good
That's
point.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
We'd all agree to that.
Right. Oh, and Corey, back a bit. Now, which clearing were you doing then? I think you were doing the God, the word God. Corey is saying, why do I see so many codes leaving my his body, like symbol language?
Those are also attached. So they do use symbol. Remember, the most recent type of healing is Reiki, and they use symbols. And so, yeah, the symbols are there, energetic symbols. If you are seeing them leave you, they're probably attached to the words. So the words can create symbols. Oh, so that's what they use, is symbols.
And are the symbols like a tagging kind of a thing?
Yes, uh-huh. And it could be an energetic implant as a symbol, too.
Interesting. I wonder what Corey saw. I wonder what they look like. Interesting. So before I whiz too far forward, I'm just going to grab a couple of questions that we've had on the earlier pages, Ron. Stephanie was asking for a trauma body sample clearing.
Okay. So you need to think of your own particular trauma that you're experiencing. Here we go. One. Releasing that for you, that one particular situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We got Cindy mentioning last rites. So, is the last rites what they give you when you're almost dead?
Yep.
Yep, I thought.
I think that's a Catholic thing, too.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you don't get away.
More flight.
Must be, right?
The last rites. So here we go. What the first rites are. Let's clear first
baptism.
Rites.
Baptism. That would be baptism.
Yeah, the first rights. Okay, here
get
we go.
Get you coming in, get you going out.
Coming and going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Last rights. So I'll first do the first rights, whatever that means, because we have first and last.
Right.
Baptism. So first rights. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do last rites. Oh, maybe you're a good Catholic and they did that to you during one of the last wars. If you're actually, probably most people have been, I would assume from the reincarnation, have been in a war since the 1900s to now, at some point, you know, over 100 years. So you probably have been reincarnated.
Yeah.
You're probably in a war, and they gave you last rites, and naturally they do bless the soldiers for killing people. Here we go. Take away that energy if we can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Last rites that you may have had. Remember, your genetics will still have it in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it sure be nice. It probably won't happen this year, but just think next year around the 4th of July, you really had freedom and all the aliens left. That'd be nice to celebrate Alien Freedom Day, 4th of July.
Yeah, Global Independence Day from the aliens.
Yeah.
What a thought. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Goodness.
Yeah, wow. What are people going to do if they had their freedom? Anyway, well, let's see here. I guess we're not getting calls.
Yeah, I just see that Cindy's writing down that the telephone, BBS telephone number not working, receiving calls. Okay. So if you're listening, BBS, maybe you can just let us know or type in if there's a problem with the lines for Station 2 callers. You can try any of those other numbers. I usually just give up the 888 and then whatever the bottom one is, because we're usually on line 1 and 2, or at least on line 1. But you can try any of those other numbers. If you're having trouble getting through, maybe one of those will work. I'm not sure. And then if somebody does try and you can't, just type that in so that I can ask BBS again.
Tomorrow, I think I'll go. We'll do a birthday party. It is the end of June, but only one day away, July. So we could do the birthday food court for people who have a birthday in July. So we could do it a day early, I guess. That'll be a lot of
fun.
Just remind me, everybody. Have some
fun.
Ice cream, cake. Boy.
Did the ice cream and cake and everything exist on the light ship before we made it here on Earth?
It was there, yes, because there are beings that like to eat that.
So they have birthday cake and ice cream on other planets?
They could, yeah, but mainly for this one.
Interesting. Okay.
I go up there.
You just want to rumble, don't you?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Q was asking how long it is till ascension.
Well, let's just say that if you're doing clearings, you're actually doing the ascension every day, but you're still here. So you are moving toward it. If not, then you're actually descending.
Oh.
Well, you have to look at it realistically.
Yeah.
Maybe you get stuck into more mind energy and you're descending away from source as you're locked into mind control.
Right, right.
That's the reality.
Yes, it is. So, Ron, Nikki is wondering why people say that suicide is bad.
You got me. I don't know. I have no clue. I would imagine because they are assuming that this lifetime is very precious, and because a person is living, it's a precious life for them, and you're taking away a life. So it could be very similar to abortions, okay, killing something.
Yeah.
And so I would assume it's probably the same thing, and I would imagine that people feel that this lifetime is very special. I look at it a little differently. I see somebody who has possibly committed suicide. They were just maybe overrun by entities or something else. But let's just assume that they are fully conscious, okay? So then at that point, if they are fully conscious, they just don't want to be here. And they took the only way out that they knew of to get out of here. Not that the next life that they're forced into is going to be any better, but regardless, they left, and they do have some reprieve from this lifetime through that typically 50 years of being deprogrammed, so they're not here. And so, well, that's how I look at suicides, that the poor person who did that, if it wasn't an entity in charge, and this life is too rough here, too hard. Some people are very, very sensitive. It's just too hard here to live. So they got a maybe not an easy way out, but they were able to leave to get out of the misery here. Oh,
yep.
That's the way I perceive that. So,
okay, Heal is wondering if there could be an enlistment. If you could do an enlistment this 4th of July.
We can
do
that.
When you're planning the next one.
Yeah, 4th of July would be good. Yeah, let me see. Are we doing a program then?
I think it's Wednesday. I think it's BBS on Wednesday. I'm just trying to...
Sure, okay. That sounds great. Yeah, Wednesday we'll do an enlistment on Wednesday.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay?
All right. So I'll try and remember. You try and remember. And all of you guys remind us on the fast chat. To do that in case we forget. Good idea. I haven't done one in a while, huh? So, let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Marie has a question. I'm not quite sure I understand this, so I'm just going to read this word for word, Ron, and you'll probably understand it. So it says, for us freshmen, point to videos are print so I can learn to steer away from past learnings. I know there's some typos in there, but I'm not really figuring out how to correct them. So can you get something out of that, Ron?
Possibly what I think is being said is as you're watching videos, right, is that programming you? Is that kind of the gist of it, I think?
Could be, definitely. I think it's about wanting to get away from that. Point to videos. I'm not sure. So let's, I'm sorry, Marie. maybe you can type it in again. But in the meantime, Ron, maybe you could just make a general explanation for all of us who have watched videos and gotten hooked up to things, learned things from that format, what we can do to get disconnected.
Okay, so yeah, typically there are videos that show you how to do something, and in those videos, very possibly, as you're very intent on watching them on how to do something, right? And they're doing this tutorial. Is that what it is, or
tutorial?
Tutorial. That's it. Yeah, I just couldn't get the word.
Mm-hmm.
So those videos, you know, you really intend watching them so that you learn properly. So is there any mind control program attached to them? Yeah, the aliens can hook up anything to anything. So may not be what you're doing from the company, but they could connect you into something like that, possibly. I use the word possibly because we don't know, okay? Because you're so intent on learning. Learning is with the mind, right? And that's a program. So you may wish to do a clearing afterwards to get yourself disattached from anything that could be transmitted onto or connected to that video by the aliens as they bring forth their own transmissions. So we could do a little sample of that here. Think of something that you watched that you were very intent watching and really got involved in it mentally to try to figure something out, to learn from that. And here we go. We'll do a release on it, see if anything is attached to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So just see if that has released any chords from you or add timelines. Remember, when you start looking at all this stuff, you could, it's kind of all pretty similar. You're energetically corded to what you're doing because they want you back again, right? So that cord is there. And then they also have the timelines to enforce that cording. And you are, in a sense, corded to timeline. So, you know, they kind of got you coming and going, like we said earlier here. And remember, if you're not here, then where are you? That's the question that everybody would like to ponder that one and to get an answer. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marie has typed in a little bit more about what she was asking, and she's saying for those of you, those of us who are new to you, Ron, she's wanting to learn more about Ron and what to start to let go of. So,
yes, and really about me. You don't need to learn about me or anything. You just need to know that you need to get out of time. That's the main thing that I think we're dealing with now is the timeline. So that's what you want to do, is to get disconnected from timelines, which would be the matrix. That's the spider webs that, you know, kind of connect to you in a sense. You know, like I said, just think of why do they use the word World Wide Web, you know? Because there's the spider web, in a sense, connecting everybody together once you get on the computer.
Right.
And that's the information highway. So just think of that as yourself being connected to everything around you with thoughts, with the words, and you want to get yourself disconnected. So the whole thing boils down to is to get out of judgment. And to not to analyze anything, but just to let it go. And once you let it go, then you can get rid of the DNA, which got activated in this lifetime, which is why we have clearings on the website. Then you can let it go and live a better, more peaceful life. All of you probably have felt the difference tonight just by doing some timeline crashes on various things, which means that if it wasn't valid, you wouldn't be feeling anything. And that's the way I wish it would be, but unfortunately, it's not that way. As we go deeper into the alien territories here of mind control, and what they have brought to us, we start realizing that we need to go even further and at least get cleaned off. So main thing is, what I would say is, you know, if you're the first-time listener here, then you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Definitely, that's the first one. And maybe do some timeline crashes. There's other clearings too, but the timeline crashes work with your emotions and with the physical problem. And that, and you want to do probably quite a few. On the earlier show, they talked about maybe doing 10 or 20 of them. Now people are up to 1,000. So I would say at least do 100 if you have a problem and just see how you're feeling. And unfortunately, you might say, well, I'm going to do 200. And maybe you do go from 100 to 200 and you don't feel that much of a change. But maybe it's the 205th one that has the energy on it. So definitely do more. Your people could probably relate to that, because you just think that you had enough. You did a little bit more, you might feel better. Same price, so just keep doing these things. And also, you know, do spirit infusion. You could do that even free on some of the hearings that we have. Put your picture up in front of your computer if you're not home, and leave your spirit infusion on one of the free clearings. Keep your picture up and have your monitor stay on, and get some more energy coming into you to help you out. Oh, and you can also do a clearing when you're absentee, away from your computer, I should say. Put your picture up too, but a lot of the clearings, you have a button that you have to press to go into the next part of the clearing. It could change the timer too, but want to comment on that, Carrie?
No. Sorry, go ahead.
You want to comment on maybe a couple of the clearings that you could leave your picture in front of all the time?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the free ones on the website. And, Marie, you probably know the website, but just in case there's anyone else that doesn't, it's creationlightship.com, creation, L-I-G-H-T-S-H-I-P.com. And on the home page, just scroll down a little ways on the left, not too far. You'll come to 2 drop-down boxes, recommended healings and sample healings. And the sample ones, let's see, there are 2, 4, 6, 8. These are all front runs, free clearings. And any of those will start to get you unplugged from everything we've been caught up in here. And I think almost all of them have spirit infusion, so that you can, Ron is suggesting putting that up. You can do that without doing the rest of the clearing, but of course all of these are good if you have the time and opportunity to do the body of the clearing also, the main part. But set your timer to however long you are going to be out or asleep or at work or whatever. And so Ron is saying put a photo of yourself in front of the computer and set that timer and do spirit infusion while you're out. There are, as I'm sure most of you know, 8 clearings here. I would do the 2000-year barcode removal first, and then the alien head implant removal is a really great one, and the alien tracking barcode removal. Those are both free, and they will start getting you unplugged, so that probably the other clearings will be easier to do also. And then if you're, of course, wanting to talk to your friends about Ron's information, do that 2000-year barcode on them first, and that will help a lot so that they aren't feeling like they need to drag you off to the nut house, but want to join you in this information. And most of these are really good to run repeatedly, right, Ron? Like the Be Here Now and the Satellite Timeline Crash, and of course the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, which is a relatively new one that helps the whole planet. But we can run all of these as much as we want, right, Ron?
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking. Just think if these got posted onto a Galactic Federation website, you know, out there. They go, implants? What do you mean alien implants, you know? What do you mean tracking devices? They can't do that to us. Anyway.
Oh, well.
I'm sure there's some other shows on BBS that have talk about aliens, too. Antlers or whatever, you know. Or maybe they used to be, so. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sure there still are, yeah. Well, there's so many different perspectives on it. You know, some people believe they're here to help us. Some people know they're harming us. Some people don't know what they're doing. Some people don't believe they're here. You know, it's there's every angle out there. So if you are going to talk to people about what you're learning from Ron, do remember to do that 2,000-year barcode on them first. When I did this, I ran 5 windows at once. It's not a rough one like some of these others. I didn't find that difficult at all myself. That's okay, right, to recommend that, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I do it a bunch of times on somebody, and it'll just give them more consciousness because the barcode is there to allow them or make them turn to darkness and all the tricks of the darkness. So you do that, and you start getting freed up. Some of these controlling barcodes that are activated in people in this lifetime.
And then the other thing Marie was saying, I want to learn more about what to start to let go of. And you were mentioning the timeline situation, Ron. So what's behind that is not being in judgment and not generating emotion, which is very difficult to do when you first start trying to do that because we've spent our lives doing it. And Ron has a couple of tools for us. I guess the main one would be the mind to heart drop, Ron, to get us out of emotion and judgment. Do you want to do that for everybody?
We could do that. So this is what you should be doing. If you haven't been, you may want to do it more. You know, just count from 10 to 1 backwards, and you need to command your spirit to take your thoughts. Bring them down into your heart. Remember, you're in your head, we'll say, with that energy, which is duality, a judgment, and you want to go into your heart where it damages everything out and down. So it, like, neutralizes everything. It's hard to, in fact, you can't think in your heart. So if you need to live a normal life, you need to maybe put one toe into the darkness, you see, a little toe maybe, so that you can understand what you're doing. And we'll do this right now. And I want everybody to bring up the fast chat or maybe just a page somewhere on the Internet with words on it. And you're going to notice that it's difficult to read words because they're just letters put together. You're going to be seeing different letters, maybe 3 or 4 together. Maybe you might see up to 8. All lumped together with a space between them, and those words really won't have any meaning to you. Because, you know, the light source energy does not communicate with words. It can't. Another way of saying it is that we know that words connect us to energies. Because you see a word, if I give the word cancer, right away, people who could have cancer or know somebody who has cancer, you're going to probably feel yourself go, uh-oh, maybe your stomach might twist. Right away you get pictures of something. Maybe you know somebody who died of cancer and you may get a visual of them, maybe in the coffin or something. So the words connect you to this energy and whatever it means. So it connects you to a meaning. Well, the light doesn't have any meaning, so all you're going to be seeing is words which have no meaning to them whatsoever, which is judgment. You're not going to see judgment in letters. So here we go. That's why I put the natal chart up, the natal clearing up years ago. So here we go, everybody. Mind to heart drop. So I'll just count from 10 to 1 backwards. It's very simple. You can even have your Catholic friends do this here if they want to become heart-centered or Pentecostals or whatever, or your Buddhist. Well, they may want to meditate for hours, but just tell them to do it 20 seconds. Man, just think of all the time they have left without meditating. So here we go. I mean, they could have a life now. So dropping down into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321. I feel like about half of you are there already. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. And 10987654321. Here. Now try to read words, everybody. Actually, when I'm talking, I'm bringing you out of your heart a little bit, but look at words and just see if they don't have any meaning to you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bunch of gobbledygook. All right, I have to get back to do this. Megan, going back to what you were talking about, we were talking about the spirit infusion portion of some of the clearings, Ron. And Megan is asking, does spirit infusion bring back parts of us on timelines?
Yes, it can, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then Michaela was inquiring a little earlier to see if you could let her know what she's doing in the military back when we were talking about the military earlier in the show.
Boy, that's, let's see here. Excuse me. I just got a picture of food.
Food?
Food. I just got a picture of eating food. Maybe she's in a mess hall. And it feels like maybe she's a cook. So I'd like to know if possibly she likes to cook. We'll find out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe she's a baker or something, or a cook or something. But that's what I see right now.
And she just coughed on some breadcrumbs. And you coughed.
Oh, let's
okay.
See, what else? Where were we here? Let's.
Mind to heart drop, but I had to pop back up to read. Everybody's probably feeling nicely peaceful, but if they're listening, we've probably sucked them back to their heads. Let's see. What was I going to read? Were you just going to say something, Ron?
Yeah, I was trying to think. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm in the moment again here too much.
We were talking about, you were talking about words and looking at a computer, looking at something on the computer to see that you wouldn't be able to read it if you were in your heart. I don't know what we were talking about before that. And I'm scanning for question marks.
Okay, let's do a clearing here. I'm trying to think what we could do here. I'm getting back into being in time, so I'm just talking here, hoping that I'll get caught up in one of those keywords, which is a little difficult to do.
Speaking of words, Heal has a question. Heal says, people refer in religion to the word. And she's asking, what do you suppose that's all about?
Boy, I don't know. I would assume that they're probably talking about Jesus and what he talked about, the word. I don't know. The word of God, the word of
yeah,
what?
I was thinking the word of God is it might be what it is. So the word of the alien. So the aliens using words, kind of what you've been talking about tonight, keywords.
Yes, so remember, the Jehovah alien was the bad one that was in the first test, original, what, the First Testament, right? Second?
The Old Testament or the New Testament?
Yeah, the old one, yeah. That's why I call it the first. I'm
okay.
Still kind of not here.
Yeah.
And so the Old Testament is the God, the alien that liked to kill people and eat people and wanted you to do the same thing. Because you wanted to kill your best livestock that you had for a sacrifice, so they're into sacrifices. And then the other energies came, the New Testament, and Jesus tried to bring in peace without bringing in the God energies. And I'm sure that some of those information that he talked about got changed, but when he was in the body, it was probably different than what is actually in Scripture. But he was here to bring in peace. And you can't have duality when you're in peace. So that's what he was bringing in. So that's what we're trying to do here for people, is to bring them back into peace, which is the mind-to-heart drop. And you could do that to other people also, if you wish to. I don't know if we ever talked about that or not, but you could see if that would help somebody. If you see them and do the mind-to-heart drop, ask your spirit to do this for them, and you could do the exercise, and it may help them out a lot.
And do we do that out loud, Ron? What would we say to do it for somebody else?
Probably want to count to 10. You might see if you could do it quicker. Okay? Maybe you can just count to 2. I always use 10 only because people are used to elevators with a lot of floors on it. So you're dropping down, and a lot of people, when I first started doing it, needed to feel their thoughts move down. Like if I stop halfway, your thoughts
yeah.
are in your throat, you know? Like I'll do that right now, and we'll stop and have your thoughts in your throat so you can see what it's like. But you may be able to do it by counting to maybe, 1, 2, 3 or something. You would have to say it out loud, because you have to be here. You can't do it inside of your head. Then you're in the mental realm. It's not going to work. So you may want to go to the bathroom and whisper it or something. Well, naturally, if somebody saw you counting 1, 2, 3 over and over, they might think that's a little nuts, you know.
You could sing it and pretend you're singing a song.
Yeah, you could do that. Here we go, everybody. We're going to drop you into your throat. Here we go. So ask your spirit to bring those thoughts down and just see how you feel. And 1 or 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. So if you're choking or coughing, it's because your thoughts and the duality is in your throat. So we're going to now put you into your heart. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I think I'll do it one more time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in your heart center. Oh, we didn't do too much now on paranormal. You guys are letting us down out there. Have any paranormal questions? But maybe next time.
Maybe the paranormal activity is getting less, Ron.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Oh.
That would be a positive effect, wouldn't it? Maybe some characters are leaving that are causing these things to happen. That would be nice.
Or ship. That's interesting. I see Heal throws some. The aliens use war ship. So war, W-O-R, we could say W-A-R. So war ship. Alien ships are out there. Talking about that, war, on Netflix, I've been watching this series. It's great, and it's right from Carrie's hometown, probably, but it's
just about, yeah. A little bit north of me. Foyle's War.
Spell that for them?
Say that again?
Spell it? So
F-O-R. F-O-Y.
Yeah. Okay, F-O-Y.
L-E apostrophe S, Foyle's War.
Foyle's War. It's great. Something how the British, once you start watching this, they're right to the point. Not like, us Americans will say, where they put up the smoke screen, everything else. They're right to the point. It's very interesting to watch because it's very linear what they do. It's very systematic. Once you watch it, it's a great show anyway, so you may like it. I got a few more left to go, I think, but
yeah,
anyway,
I think
that's
we have
it.
Three.
Foyle's
just
War.
Just three. Foyle's War. It's set in the English countryside in the Second World War.
It would be kind of, yeah, for them, yeah, it's like ending 30s or something, 35 to 39 or something. Anyway.
Oh, is it? Is it before the war?
It's before they, the British are still fighting, but they do talk about, like, in 39 and stuff. And Yeah. So they're you know, they're involved in it.
Right, definitely.
So anyway, that's a new list. We gotta go, I guess. It's 57. It's another hour show here. And we'll save our paranormal questions for next Friday.
So, okay.
And just send it to CLS questions if you'd like to address something.
You know, I was
everybody.
Just going there.
And
we
have to go because the time is coming. We're past due. We're overpaid.
Okay, so station 2, same station, bbsradio.com, station 2 tomorrow night, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern for a Saturday night live on the Lightship. And any of the questions that we didn't get to, just roll those over tomorrow if you would, if you're listening. And thank you all for your questions tonight. And Ron, thank you for all the clearings. And we'll see you guys soon.
Hey, blessings.
Night-night.